Anti-hijab protests in Iran, security forces intensify crackdown over protesters, 2 more killed, death toll crossed 154. Tehran, Iran, Iran's security forces on Saturday intensified their crackdown over anti-government protests resulting in the death of 2 persons. In Sanandaj, security forces shot and killed a driver in his car, while in one of the schools in Sakkez, 2 teachers were injured, according to the Iranian human rights group Hengor. Another protester was shot in the abdomen by IRGC security forces and died, Hengor said. Students in the schools in Sanandaj and Sakkez started the protests. Then, government forces started an attack on one of the schools in Sakkez, Azim Shikhi, from Hengor told CNN. Iran's security forces shot at protesters and used tear gas in the Kurdish cities of Sanandaj and Sakkez in fresh protests as weeks of nationwide demonstrations gathered momentum. Widespread strikes are taking place in Sakkez, Davandar, Mahabad, and Sanandaj, said Hengor. The Norway-registered Hengor Human Rights Organization has been monitoring human rights violations in Iran's Kurdish region, where the protests began 3 weeks ago, following the death of Mahsa Amini, an Iranian Kurdish woman, while in the custody of the morality police. Sakkez is also her hometown. Meanwhile, protests also continued in other locations across the country on Saturday, including Tehran, Karaj, Esfahan, Shiraz, Kerman, Mashhad, Tabriz and Rasht, reported CNN. Speaking at Al-Zahra University, an all-girls institution in Tehran, Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi commented on the latest riots across the country. The enemy thought that they could follow their desires inside the university, unaware that our students and professors were awake and would not allow the enemy's false dreams to come true, Raisi said according to a statement issued by his office. Social media video showed protests at the same university with women chanting, "Death to the oppressor," whether it be the Shah or the supreme leader. It was unclear if the protest took place while the president was at the university, reported CNN. Video provided to US-funded radio Fader also showed riot police beating up a young woman in Tehran. Total death toll figures since protests kicked off vary from government, opposition groups, international rights organizations and local journalists. An Iran-focused human rights group based in Norway, Iran HR, tallied the number of deaths since the protests started across Iran at 154. Human Rights Watch said as of September 31, Iranian state-affiliated media placed the number of deaths at 60. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.